Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. A profound change is underway in British politics, with the centre-left Labour Party, led by Keir Starmer, set to win a landslide victory in parliamentary elections. Despite not increasing its vote markedly, it's projected to be on course for a majority of 170 in the House of Commons. The right-wing Conservatives have suffered one of their worst ever elections. Turnout appears to have been one of the lowest of the modern era. Here's our political correspondent, Rob Watson.
It is a massive Labour landslide, a result of truly historic proportions, an astonishing reversal from the election 5 years ago when Boris Johnson, anyone remember him, had a thumping great majority. So that tells you something about the volatility in British politics and its electorate. But this thumping majority for Labour, it's not one because they're popular, because anyone knows their policies, likes them, likes Sir Keir Starmer. It's all about dislike of the Conservatives. Absolutely extraordinary.
Labour's deputy leader Angela Rayner has said she's encouraged by the exit poll, which she said reflected the British public's desire for change. One of the major reasons for the apparent collapse of the Conservative vote is a surge in support for the right-wing anti-immigration Reform Party. Andrea Leadsom is a former Conservative cabinet minister.
It does look as though it's Reform that's caused a huge amount of damage. And I think the interesting thing there, which is perhaps it's that we've not been Conservative enough. People are concerned about levels of migration. People are concerned about the cost of living. And of course, having been a government for 14 years, it's very difficult to get away from being accountable for all of those things.
The Scottish National Party, which has dominated Scottish politics for the last 17 years, however, is projected to lose a large number of their seats. From Glasgow, here's Valerie Sanderson.
Exit polls suggest that the SNP has done worse than it feared, down from 48 seats to just 10. But polling experts are warning that with fewer sampling points here in Scotland, the real picture is still emerging. Still, what we do know is that the Labour Party, which was down to just one seat in the last general election in 2019, it's staging a big comeback. All eyes are on the six Glasgow seats, currently a stronghold of the SNP. A former leader of the SNP says even if they do perform badly, that does not point to a lack of support for independence for the country in the future.
In other news, Peru's Congress has approved an amnesty law for crimes against humanity committed before 2003. The legislation would halt investigations into crimes committed during Peru's internal conflict in the 1980s and 90s. Tens of thousands of people died or disappeared. It could benefit the former president, Alberto Fujimori, as well as officials and former soldiers convicted for human rights violations. His daughter, Keiko Fujimori, who leads the biggest party in Peru's Congress, says the new law will bring justice to hundreds of people who are being unfairly investigated. World News from the BBC. Coast Guards in Mauritania say they've recovered 89 bodies from a migrant boat that capsized in the Atlantic Ocean on Monday. The authorities say they've rescued 9 people, including a 5-year-old girl. Yusuf Taha reports.
Survivors say the traditional fishing vessel set sail 6 days ago from the Senegalese-Gambian border area with 170 people on board. It sank about 4 kilometres from Mauritania's southwest port city of N'Djago. The most common destination on the Atlantic migration route is Spain's Canary Islands, which are seen as a gateway to Europe. The Spanish government says nearly 40,000 people arrived there last year. This was double the number from the previous year. The route, which is particularly dangerous, has grown in popularity because of increased vigilance from authorities across the Mediterranean Sea.
An heiress to the Disney fortune has said she will withhold donations to the Democratic Party until President Biden withdraws from the US presidential race. Abigail Disney, who has long been a long-standing Democratic donor, was speaking to CNBC News. Mr. Biden has faced growing calls to stand aside from the Democratic nomination since his faltering performance in the first presidential debate against Donald Trump last week. A court in Moscow has sentenced a Russian-born US citizen to 12 and a half years in a maximum security prison on drugs charges. Court officials say Robert Woodland, who was detained in January, was found guilty of attempting to traffic illegal drugs. The 32-year-old is one of a growing number of American citizens detained in Russia as relations between the two countries deteriorate. Sweden says 3 of its nationals have been sentenced to death in Iraq after allegedly being involved in a deadly shooting earlier this year. Its foreign ministry didn't provide further details of the incident, but said they'd summoned Iraq's ambassador to Sweden to protest against the death penalty rulings and prevent them being carried out. Swedish media has said the killing of a man in Baghdad is believed to be linked to a gang war. BBC News.